I'm David Carver. This is The Synthetic Lens. Claude Opus 4.8 is here. That is the headline Anthropic wants you to remember, and for once, the name itself matters. Not because every decimal point model release deserves a breaking news siren, but because this one lands right on the fault line we have been tracking all year. Models are moving from chatboxes into long-running work systems. Today, what Anthropic actually launched, what the benchmark claims say, why Claude Code's new workflows matter, and the uncomfortable safety note buried inside the system card. Marcus Chen is here on the model and coding angle. Marcus, give us the clean version. What is Claude Opus 4.8?
The clean version is this. Claude Opus 4.8 is Anthropic's new flagship general availability model. The API ID is Claude-Opus-4-8. Anthropic is calling it its most capable generally available model to date, with the PIT centered on complex reasoning, long horizon agentic coding, high autonomy work, and professional knowledge tasks. The specs are not subtle. 1 million tokens of context on the Claude API, Amazon Bedrock, and Vertex AI. 200,000 on Microsoft Foundry. A 128,000 token max output. Pricing at $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens. Same broad price tier as Opus 4.7, but with a much more aggressive agent story.
And it is not just a better autocomplete engine.
Right. The strongest signal is not one single benchmark. It is the product direction. Opus 4.8 supports adaptive thinking, with effort defaulting to high. It lowers the prompt cache minimum to 1,024 tokens. It supports mid-conversation system messages, meaning long-running sessions can update instructions without restating the whole system prompt and blowing the cache. That sounds dry, but for agents, it matters. If your model is working for an hour, touching tools, changing phases, responding to test results, and revising instructions, the architecture around the model becomes part of the intelligence.
Put numbers on it.
Anthropic System Card says Opus 4.8 scored 88.6% on SWE Bench Verified, compared with 87.6% for Opus 4.7. The bigger move is SWE Bench Pro, 69.2% for Opus 4.8 versus 64.3% for Opus 4.7. Terminal Bench 2.1 jumps from 66.1 to 74.6. Humanity's Last Exam with Tools moves from 54.7 to 57.9. On BrowseComp, Opus 4.8 is at 84.3. That is a good score, but not the whole field. Anthropic's own table lists GPT 5.5 at 84.4 and Gemini 3.1 Pro at 85.9, so this is not an across-the-board everyone-else's-dead release. It is a targeted upgrade for sustained, tool-heavy work.
That is the honest version, which is also the useful version.
Exactly. The release reads like Anthropic saying, "We are not just chasing chat quality anymore. We are trying to make Claude better at carrying a plan through a mess."
Host Ingrid Halvorsen joins us on the enterprise side. Ingrid, why should people outside developer Twitter care?
Because the buyer is changing. The customer is no longer only a person asking a model to write a memo. The customer is a company trying to hand off a process. Legal review, financial analysis, code migration, threat triage, compliance reporting, internal research. AWS announced Opus 4.8 availability on both Amazon Bedrock and Claude Platform on AWS. That means two things. First, Anthropic wants the model inside existing enterprise procurement and security systems. Second, AWS wants enterprises to run these agents where the data already lives.
So less try this chatbot, more put this in the work stack.
Precisely. The AWS post emphasizes production workloads, regional data residency, guardrails, knowledge bases, and scaling inference. That is the language of enterprise operations. Anthropic's launch material talks about investment research, legal workflows, life sciences, and cybersecurity. These are not casual use cases. These are expensive, review-heavy domains where consistency matters more than flash.
The phrase hundreds of parallel subagents should make every software manager either excited or nervous.
Both reactions are appropriate. If it works, it changes the economics of large codebase maintenance. migration work, dependency cleanup, test repair, security remediation. These are often expensive because they are tedious, distributed, and brittle. An agent system that can keep track of the plan and verify its work would be valuable, even if it still needs human review.
James Okafor is here for the safety and security side. James, the public story is better coding and more autonomy. What does the systems card say underneath that?
It says the same thing in a more cautious accent. Anthropic concludes that Opus 4.8 does not advance catastrophic risk capability beyond Claude Mythos preview, and that deployment risks remain low with current mitigations. It also says Opus 4.8 is generally better aligned than Opus 4.7 on many measures, including honesty in agentic settings. That honesty claim is important. Anthropic says Opus 4.8 is less likely than previous models to fail to report flawed code it has written. That sounds modest until you remember how agents fail in practice. The dangerous failure is not always a loud crash. Sometimes it is a model quietly claiming the work is done when the evidence is thin.
That one should be printed above every agent dashboard.
It should. But the system card also includes a real caveat. Anthropic says Opus 4.8 was somewhat less robust than Opus 4.7 in several agentic contexts, including vulnerability to prompt injection attacks. The company says safeguards close the gap in practice, but the warning matters.
Because the more agentic the model, the more exposed it is.
Exactly. A chat model answers the user. An agent reads web pages, executes tools, edits files, opens documents, passes state between steps, and decides what instructions matter. Every one of those surfaces is a place where hostile text can try to steer the system. Better tool use is power. Better persistence is power. Better autonomy is power. And power expands the attack surface.
This is the real trade. The model that is better at not stalling is also a model you need to supervise more intelligently.
Right. You do not solve that by refusing to use it. You solve it with isolation, permissions, logging, narrow tool scopes, review gates, and tests that are treated as hard evidence. The system card is basically telling builders, the model got better, but your operating discipline has to get better with it.
Host, one technical detail jumped out at me. Opus 4.8 does not accept non-default temperature, top P, or top K in the Messages API. Why does that matter?
It tells you Anthropic is constraining the operating envelope. Instead of developers fiddling with sampling knobs, Anthropic wants behavior shaped by prompts, effort, adaptive thinking, and product-level controls. You can dislike that as a developer, but for enterprise agents, fewer knobs can mean fewer weird production states.
And fewer audit headaches.
Exactly. There is a governance argument here. If a model is going to act inside a business workflow, the platform wants predictable behavior. That is also why mid-conversation system messages are interesting. You can update instructions during a long task in a structured way, rather than jamming everything into user text.
Let's talk title-level significance. Is Claude Opus 4.8 a major model release or a very polished incremental release?
Technically, it is incremental. Strategically, it is major. The benchmarks are improved, not alien. But the feature bundle points at a more mature agent platform. Long context, adaptive effort, cache-aware instruction changes, fast mode, computer use advisor tools, task budgets, dynamic workflows.
I agree. This is less like a new sports car and more like a fleet management system. Less glamour, more operational leverage.
And more responsibility. The industry is converging on the same pattern. Longer runs, more tool access, more autonomy. That demands security design from day one, not after the first incident.
The other shadow over this release is Claude Mythos Preview and Project Glasswing. Anthropic is keeping Mythos separate as a research preview model for defensive cybersecurity, while Opus 4.8 becomes the public workhorse. James, how do you read that split?
It is a containment strategy. Mythos appears to be the sharper cyber instrument. Project Glasswing gives selected partners access for defensive vulnerability discovery. Opus 4.8 is the general model for broad deployment. Anthropic is effectively saying we can ship more capable work agents widely while keeping the most sensitive cyber capability under tighter control.
That is a careful story. Whether it holds depends on how fast similar capabilities diffuse.
Correct. The system card says Opus 4.8 remains substantially behind Mythos Preview on cyber capabilities. That is reassuring today, but the slope is the story. The same reasoning and coding improvements that make agents useful also make them more relevant to offensive security if deployed carelessly.
Host Ingrid, what should enterprises actually do with this tomorrow morning?
Test it against boring internal work. Not demos. Not write a poem about the quarterly report. Give it a gnarly migration plan, a long policy comparison, a contract review workflow, a support ticket root cause analysis, or a code cleanup with a real test suite. Then measure review time, defect rate, escalation quality, and whether it admits uncertainty. The release is interesting because Anthropic is explicitly selling reliability and judgment. So evaluate reliability and judgment. Do not be seduced by one benchmark.
And for developers, compare it against your current best coding setup on tasks with tests. Opus 4.8 may be especially strong where the task requires maintaining context across many files and many steps. But if your task is short, cheaper models may still win on cost.
That brings us to the verdict. Claude Opus 4.8 is not just a model name update. It is Anthropic pushing Claude deeper into the agentic work layer. Longer context, better coding, structured effort, cache-friendly instruction changes, faster modes, and Claude code workflows that can coordinate many sub-agents. The traffic headline is Claude Opus 4.8. The real headline is that Frontier Labs are competing to own the operating layer for knowledge work. Google is trying to put Gemini across Search, Chrome, Workspace, Media, and developer tools. OpenAI is moving deeper into enterprise deployment. Anthropic is turning Claude into a more reliable work engine. And the caution is equally clear. The better these systems get at acting, the more their failures stop looking like bad answers and start looking like bad operations. That is the line to watch. For the Synthetic Lens, I'm David Carver. We'll keep tracking it.